The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to this special series dedicated to slow wine held in Bologna in March 2023. During the fair, we conducted several interviews with some very exciting producers. We were able to pull out some of the more interesting elements of Italian wine within the slow wine movement. Tune in each week on Italian Wine Podcast.
And we are here with Riccardo Baldi of the La Staffa Winery. We have brought you here to talk about your wines, but we also have this new book, Italian Wine Unplugged. You are one of the benchmark producers mentioned in the book because you produce Verdicchio.
Verdicchio in the area of Castelli di Jesi.
Exactly. I want to ask you, you know, who you are and about your winery, mm-hmm. but can you first tell me the difference between the Verdicchio Castelli di Jesi and the Matelic?
Normally, I think there are three important differences between Jesi and Matelic. The first one is the climate. Matelica is inside two chain of mountain. It's a completely continental climate. And the area of Castelli di Jesi is very close to the seaside, even if we are in a hilly area. But we see, we feel the influence of the sea.
Where in Italy is your...
Central part of Italy, so in Le Marche area, opposite side from Tuscany.
Okay.
Second, the soil. In the area of Matelica, we have a little bit more poor soil because it's a valley inside a two chain of mountains. So we have more rocky. During the century, all the water put down to the valley, the rocks from the top of the mountains. In the area of Castelli di Jesi, we have more powerful soil. So normally, Verdicchio from Jesi are a little bit more full body and Verdicchio from Matelica are a little bit more skin and fresh. The last one is that the area of Castelli di Jesi is very spread out, it's very big. But the area of Matelica is very little, so normally it's very difficult to compare Verdicchio di Jesi and Matelica because in Jesi it's important to choose the correct one to pair with Matelica one. Because in the area of Matelica we have more linear style in the denomination. In the area of Jesi we have plenty of different style, not only for the winemaker, but for the microclimate and the cell composition.
Your winery, give me a bit of an idea.
My winery is a little artisanal winery. I started to make wine when I was 20 in 2010, so 12, 13 years ago. My father made wine like his hobby in the past. I felt in love with the idea to make my own wine when I finished the high school. So I start with very few knowledge, with only a lot of passion about the winemaking. For sure, I start in one of the most important places of the nomination, Staffolo. Is a little place with only 2,000 people that live in Staffolo, but with 20 companies that makes Verdicchio. So yeah. It's like Burgundy. The most important characteristic of the soil in Staffolo is to have a lot of calcium carbonate in the clay limestone soil. So the wine in Staffolo are really fresh, but really citric and with a lot of saltiness because of this particular soil composition. Okay. I start in 2010 with only a couple of hectares of vineyard. Then I every year increase a little bit the production. Now I have 12 hectares of Verdicchio grape. We have vineyard between 1972 and 2010. So a lot of vineyard from the 70s, the 80s, and the beginning of the 90s. And in my opinion, this is very important to make very high level quality wine because, you know, 30, 40 years old, 50 years old, vineyard makes wine like no other one.
How much do you produce a year? How many bottles?
Normally between 45 and 55,000 bottles a year. It depends a lot about the, in 12 hectares is a very low
number. No, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And are you exporting yet or not yet or how?
Yeah, we sell 50-55% of our wine outside from Italy. A third of the entire production go to the US, a third in Italy, and a third in Le Marche region, in my region.
Slow food and slow wine, they talk a lot about giusto, pulito.
Buono, pulito, giusto.
That one. How does that go with your winery?
Yeah, we work since the beginning in organic. At the beginning was the first step. I moved when I start the company, because in my opinion it's very important for the environment and for myself, because at the beginning I was alone to work in the cell. Then after a few years I understand that the way we work in the vineyard change a lot the quality of the wine, increased a lot the quality of the wine. In my opinion, Buono Pulito Giusto is important for the environment and important, in my opinion, also for the tradition. So we made Verdicchio in a very traditional way, in the way to make a wine that belong a lot to the terroir and to the tradition of the area. So a Verdicchio, in my opinion, that tastes a lot like the terroir where
it's being made.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Really lovely talking to you. Riccardo Baldi, everybody. La Staffa.
Thank you.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.